You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This Thursday, you have the unique opportunity as part of the New Zealand International Film Festival in Auckland to go along and see a movie called Swagger of Thieves featuring your very own Head Like a Hole, one of New Zealand's most important bands, and a band that has existed through highs, lows, peaks and troughs like no other. On the line, Nigel Regan. Hi, Nigel. How are you, man?
Good, thanks, mate.
Good, thank you.
Can I just say, it's so great to hear you back on BFM.
Oh, I love you, Nigel. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you, my friend. It's so nice of you to call up just out of the blue. I guess it's important that we do talk to you, though, prior. We spoke to the director of the film just till the day. He's very proud of it. You certainly have created together a documentary of unprecedented intrusion into your private and professional life, haven't you, really?
Yeah, well, I hear in a lot of the reviews they say, you know, it's warts and all, but I actually say that that's not so much warts and all as one giant big wart.
It's pretty brave, though, man. It's pretty brave to have even let a camera in for that. For that amount of time, to that extent.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, you know, Julian's been hanging out with us for, you know, over a decade now, and
how's that been, though? Like, obviously, it's some of the most personal and private moments of your whole life.
Absolutely, and the thing is, you know, it was never like from 10 years ago, I'm making a documentary. He just happened to always be there, you know, filming all the stuff. And then at some point 5 or 6 years ago, he did say, hey guys, I'm going to make a documentary. And that's when, you know, things started rolling to make it a, you know, cohesive story. So
it's an interesting way of describing it, a cohesive story. it's ups and downs and ins and outs, and it's an emotional watch, man. Must be like, I found that emotional just knowing you guys and being a fan of the band. It must be incredibly unusual to watch and difficult to watch as you know, when you're the guy in the doco, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've only watched a rough cut with the other guys, and I'm really interested to see what other people think. Like on Thursday, you know, is the premiere, so I have no idea how the general public are going to react to it. You know, some of the reviews have said that, you know, maybe it's a doco for fans only, but when I think back to the Anvil doco that came out recently, I mean, I wasn't a fan of that band.
Which doco is that one?
The Anvil one, the band from Canada.
That's a great
doco. Oh, Anvil. What's cooler than that?
That was a fascinating documentary, you know, but I was never into their music or anything, but...
Well, I'll bring my producer Sarah in, on Sarah Thompson, in on the conversation. Sarah,
hey,
good morning.
You say you watched a rough cut. Mike and I got to watch a rough cut as well, but when Julian came in for an interview as well, he's constantly honing it, perhaps not adding so much, but...
Trimming.
But yeah, trimming, polishing, as you say, making it more of a cohesive narrative. And when we got to watch it, it was fantastic.
Oh, great.
Tell you one thing it is, which you guys haven't necessarily always been, is truthful. Don't you think?
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Like you know, be it the, your public persona, be it your real life persona to each other, your dealings with each other. It all sort of comes out in the wash in this documentary, which must be quite weird, you know, for you guys.
It's very weird, and from day to day, I have different feelings about it. Like for a while, I was really worried about how it's actually going to affect my personal life. I mean, you know, my family know my story, you know, so it's not like it's a shock to them or anything, but. You know, I'm a working man,
yeah.
So I was a bit worried about things like that. But hey, you know, we'll see what happens.
You're a rambling minstrel, though, as well, my friend. You know, and the music—you're never going to stop the music coming out of your fingers, are you?
No. That's never going to stop. I mean, for me, it's always been about the music. It was never about being a rock star or trying to make millions of dollars. Those things would have been great, you know, but for me, the music's always come first. I mean, I think back to our first gig at the Power Station, and you know, who had been friends with Booger while he was at art school, and I remember we did a cover of In and Out of Grace by Mudhoney, and I remember you rushing up to the front of the stage and being shocked. Here's your old mate, you know, up on stage singing.
Oh, mate,
and,
yeah, no, it was good. That was good. I really enjoyed it. Just while you're on the line there, I really enjoyed that footage too of that really emotional. The Gerald stuff's very emotional in there. That footage of that Mountain Rock show, because I don't know if you remember, we played that one as well. That real dodgy one.
With mud flying everywhere.
Yeah. My favourite rock and roll moment you've ever done, Nigel. Ever.
You know, I had...
When you smashed that guy in the head with a guitar. That's a bit I really liked. I really liked that bit. That was really good. But hey, dude, I wish you guys, you and your male love friend, the other Nigel, all the very best, and the guys in the band, all the very best for the premiere on Thursday.
I hope you guys... Be there?
Yeah, I'm gonna be there. Like I say, I've seen the film, but I'll be there. Yeah. And I wish you all the very best, man. I think it's really, really brave, the doco. I think it's like I say, it's unprecedented. There's never been a band doco I've seen like it anyway, of any band of interest. And
I think
anyone that's prepared to put their life on camera like that deserves applause. So here's some applause.
Thank you, mate. Thank you so much.
Nigel Regan from Head Like a Hole.
Still get your tickets for this Thursday at the Civic, although I'm guessing they're probably selling out. So get onto nziff.co.nz and sort your shit out.
Cool. Thanks, Nigel.
Cheers, mate. See you later.
Bye-bye. And I'll stick with you.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.